Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of December 14th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our December patrons, so if you want to jump in and support the show, go to patreon.com/thegamersin and get a shout out all month long. Also, Extra Life is here and quickly, you know, winding down for 2020. Two more weeks left of the year, in case you were counting down the days to a new year. We've got one more planned stream on Friday, December 18th. That is this week, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. It'll be our TGI Holiday Extra Life Partay, which is our end of campaign event. Although, might be a few streams scattered here and there before the end of the year. I have promised sort of a low-key, laid-back, you know, Nintendo Switch / Hades stream with some NES and Super NES games. Honestly, the year is just, the rest of the year has gotten away from me, but you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA, and you'll get notified when I go live, but I'll try to give everyone a heads up on Twitter, @RMurphy. Jocelyn will also be streaming with me on this Friday, twitch.tv/JossPlays. We're playing holiday games, and if you want to jump in, certainly head over to either of our streams or head into the Discord, bit.ly/TGIDiscord, and we'll get you in there for some holiday games. I was told today that Among Us has Christmas hats, Santa hats, so it's on the list. Plus, I bought it, and I want to play it, so I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of Gamers In, we are going to have another episode this Tuesday. I know we just did one on Friday, and you got a new episode in the feed over the weekend. We ended up talking a lot about the Game Awards on that episode, and one game that we had not played at the time was Cyberpunk 2077, and that is a game that both Joss and I are playing. I'm playing on Xbox One X. Jocelyn is playing on Xbox Series X. So it'll be interesting to get a comparison there. Even though the game doesn't have a legit sort of Series X version quite yet, that is coming in 2021, there might still be a difference in our sort of experiences. Personally, I was hoping to play on PC, even though I'm unsure as to how it would run on my PC. But I think that obviously is the right call if you're playing Cyberpunk 2077. It's been in the news as well, and we'll discuss that news on the show. Just the fact that CD Projekt Red has apologized for the lack of base console footage being available, aka none. So we'll talk about that. They've said they're going to support everyone up until the 21st to assist in getting refunds, because really, like, a lot of these platforms, Xbox, PlayStation, they do not have refund systems in place that are as flexible as Steam. And even Steam, if you put more than 2 hours into an open world game, you're not returning it. That's by the rules. You have under 2 hours. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's a good faith gesture to say, like, hey, request a refund if you don't want to wait for the patches, or you know you want to. They did this with Warcraft 3, and I mean the Reforged, and I returned that one because I was like, I can't support what you guys have put out here. It's not what I wanted, therefore I'm going to return it. With Cyberpunk 2077, I'm enjoying the game, and I'm getting what I want out of it. The only thing that kind of bugs me is I can't but help think what I'm missing out on by playing on PC. The game looks great, although the driving feels a little sluggish to me. It doesn't feel as fluid and fast as it should. But the gunplay and the gameplay seems to be pretty decent. And honestly, there's been a lot of talking in the game. I just got past the late title card, so the game kind of opens up after that. I'm actually going to go play right after posting this. But I hope to play a little bit more so we can talk more about it on the show. And I'm curious to see how it runs on the Xbox Series X, if it's just better loading or just faster frame rate, better loading is what I'm assuming. But still feels really good on the Xbox One X. But I'll say this, if you've seen the reports, definitely do not play this game if you have a base PS4 or Xbox One. Wait for the patches, and we'll be discussing that news on the show. A news story we missed out on last week because we were so focused on the Game Awards was Halo Infinite being delayed indefinitely. Or sorry, not indefinitely, until fall 2021. That's a lot later than I thought they would delay. I mean, crazy, just crazy. I figured a spring release, like that seemed like a more logical sort of, hey, we're not done yet, but it really feels like they're doing a complete revamp of the visuals and stuff. So hopefully it just it's a great game. I'd rather play it in the fall and have it be a great game than play it in the spring and not enjoy it. So I look forward to playing that when it is ready. Over on Summoner's Call, book 5 is here, and with that we're back in a lull of content because we don't have a confirmation for our winter heroes yet. However, we are aiming to wrap up Game Club for Lynn's Root of Blazing Blade before the end of the year, although it might slip into 2021. Basically, I've kind of mapped out the rest of the content for the year. So Summoner's Call and Gamers Inn will be taking the week off of the 27th, or I guess the 28th, week after Christmas we're going to be taking off. So the last episode of the Gamers Inn will be posted on the 23rd of December, and that will be our Game of the Year episode. So Cyberpunk 2077 this week, Game of the Year the next week, week off, back in 2021. Summoner's Call, we'll have, I have an episode to post right now. It'll be going up soon, probably tomorrow. And we talked about Game Club, and we finally broke open and played and experienced a bunch of that 30th anniversary collection. So we enjoyed that. We'll have an episode next week with more Game Club and Winter Heroes. And then we'll be taking a week off. And when we return in 2021, we'll be starting our Game Club for Three Houses. And the route we play is based on your Extra Life donations. So if you go to bit.ly/extralife Ryan and you donate $10 or more, you can vote for which house route we play. It's stackable. So if you donate $30, that's 3 votes. And right now, Verdant Wind is in the lead, which is Claude's route. And right behind it, with 5 votes, Verdant Wind has 8. Crimson Flower has 5, so Edelgard route. So very close race, but there is still time to donate. If you want to tip those scales, you can go to bit.ly/extralifeRyan and donate. December video games, really, there's not much else going on outside of all this Cyberpunk mess. So it sounds like we're going to get one more patch for Cyberpunk before the end of the year. So look forward to that. But honestly, 2020, the games are out. Hopefully you're enjoying them. Hopefully you got a few queued up for the holidays to enjoy. There should be one more TGI Patreon mini before the end of the year, so look forward to that next week. But that is going to do it for this mini. I know, an actual mini, under 10 minutes. Look at that. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.